Shalom, Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Dalet. Fascinating and interesting daf for us today. But we are still a little bit behind on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We stopped at the two dots because that really does break it up and kind of launch us into this whole discussion about Kosev. So either way, let's get right into it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, the Mishnah had said, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Godol. You find that in the case that if you intended to write a very long word, you ended up writing a couple of letters from that word, i.e. a short word, so then you could be Chayiv. For example, Shem Mishimon or Shmuel. If you wrote the first two letters of Shimon or Shmuel, that's Shem. So that's a word in and of itself, so you would be Chayiv. So the Gemara is, and maybe you may have thought it, I'm not sure if it occurred to you at the time, but perhaps it occurs to you now, obviously, well, the Gemara will ask, let's just read right now. Midami mem deshem sosum mem deshimon pasuach. Right? How could you be chayev for writing the word shame if you wrote the first two letters of Shimon? Right? There's something called a mem sofit. Right, if you write the word shame, you have a mem sofit. If you write the word Shimon, it's an open mem. So why would you be chayev? It's not a full word. So Rav Chista zosom eres sosum vaso pasuach kosher. Rav Chista learns a halacha from here to Hilchos Sefer Torah that if you were supposed to write something that was sosum, meaning a sofit, and you wrote a regular letter, so then it's kosher. And the Torah is fine. Because we see that you can be chayev for writing shin mem if the mem is not a sofit, if it's an open regular mem. So apparently you see that that's legitimate. So meisvei, hold on, one second, ask you a question. Uchsav tam, you have the pasuk says, uchsav tam le'osar yedecha, etc., etc. Right, pasuk that we read in Kriyashma. And what does the Gemara say? Shetek sivatama. Right, it has to be a beautiful, a perfect writing, and you have a lot of examples here. So let's just run through them. Shalei kasev alfin ayinin. You shouldn't have an aleph as an ayin alfin, and ayin as an aleph. Beitin kafin. You shouldn't have a beis as a kaf. Kafin beitin. You shouldn't have a kaf as a beis. Gamin tzadin. You shouldn't have a gimel like it look like a tzadi. You shouldn't have a tzadi gamin. Look at tzadi should look like a gimel. Dalsin reishin dalsin. You shouldn't exchange dalis and a reish. Heyin chesin heyin. You shouldn't exchange or mix up a hey and a ches. Vavin yudin vavin. Right, an exchange of vav and a yud. Zainin nunin zainin, a nunin a zayin. Tesin peifin and peifin tesin, a tes and a pei. Kfufin pshutin and pshutin kfufin. You shouldn't exchange the ones that are kfufin bent over with the ones that are straight, meaning the sofiot and the regular ones. Oh no, I take it back. Meaning, because some of them, Rashi says over here, right? Kaf pei tadi nun, right? That's the sofiot, okay? Pshutin kfufin, meimin smachin, and smachin meimin. The ones that are, what's the pshad here? That's mem and samach and men, meaning mem sofit and the samachs. Shouldn't exchange those. Shouldn't write one instead of the other. Sesumim p'tuchim and p'tuchim sesumim. But you shouldn't have the parshios in the Sefer Torah that are supposed to be closed, i.e. all the way to the end of the line, or it shouldn't be open, and vice versa. If you're supposed to end off early, you shouldn't write it to the end of the line. Parsha p'sucha lo yasen estuma, estuma lo yasen p'sucha. And in a parsha I jumped the gun here. That's talking about a parsha shouldn't be closed, it shouldn't be open. But Psuchim Stumen is talking about open and closed letters, meaning, the sofiot and the middle ones, right? For example, the mem sofit is closed and the regular mem is open, so you shouldn't exchange, right, different forms of the letters. But either way, okay. So Parsha Psucha lo yaseh stuma, stuma lo yaseh psucha. You shouldn't, again, like we said, if the Torah is supposed to go to the end, don't stop it early. If the writing is supposed to stop early, if it's an open parsha, so then you shouldn't make it sasum, you shouldn't close it off. Kosav kshira, or should kosav as a kosav kishira. Let's say you wrote it like the shira, right? If you ever look in the Torah, so it's az yashir is written staggered, right? Like bricks almost. So if you wrote the Sefer Torah like a Shira, oh, Shekasav is a Shira Kayotziba, or you wrote, let's say, as Yashir, like normal Ksav, just like regular writing in the Sefer Torah, so that's no good. Oh, Shekasav Shelo B'Dio, or you wrote it without Dio, right? We said you have to write with Dio, you can't use any of the other inks, right? That's the best ink there is. Osha Kazav is Achzaros, Ed has Karos Bezahav, or maybe you wrote Hashem's name in gold, right? So you use some sort of fancy ink or writing or whatever, so right, to glorify Hashem's name, that's not appropriate. That, you shouldn't do that. So Hare Elu Yignazu, those Sfarim have to be Nignaz, you have to put them in Geniza. So we see, right, that you can't exchange the Sofiot for the regular letters. So how could you learn from this halacha, Rav Chisda, that if you wrote a sosum, you can make a patuach and be kosher? So the Gemara says, "Huda Omer ki ay tana." Rav Chisda holds like this tana. The tana like one of the brayser, Rav Yehuda ben Maseira Omer. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira says, "Nemar b'sheni." So he said this is a Gemara in Tainis. Actually, talks about Sukkos with the Niskei Amayim. How do you know that one of the what's it called? It's one of the, the services, one of the rituals on Sukkos was the Nisuch HaMayim, was the water libation. Learns a drasha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira learns a drasha. Because if you look at the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, so you have all of the different korbanos that were offered on Sukkos, right? The Parei Achag, it goes down from 13 all the way down to 7. That's how many cows they offered. As we mentioned at the beginning of Mishnah and Shabbos about talking about Hanukkah, that's how Beis Shammai can learn that you can go down from 8 to 1 when you're lighting Hanukkah candles. But either way, in those psukim, right, it says basically the same thing. Viniska, you could offer the korban viniska and its libations and its pourings. But a couple times it says a different word. Right, on the second day, B'sheni, on the second day it says V'niskehem. Instead of V'niska, it says V'niskehem. B'shishi, on the sixth day it says U'nusacheha. And B'shvi, then it says, instead of Kamishpat, it says Kamishpatam. So already, what are the extra letters? Mem, Yud, and Mem. Where do you have Niskehem, Nisacheha, instead of Niska, and Kamishpatam, so that's an extra Mem, an extra Yud, and an extra Mem. So the Gemara says, that's Mayim. Mikan remez la nisuch hamayim min haTorah. That's how you have a remez for nisuch hamayim min haTorah. What do you see? You see that you have a bunch of the first mem is closed. Right, the first one is viniskehem is a mem sofit. Right, and the gemara umi de patuach v'asu sosum kosher sosum nami sosum v'asu patuach kosher. So you see that you can just like you can make. Right, how do you spell out Mayim? It's a drasha. It's a cute drasha, but you spell it Mem Sofit. You had Mem Sofit? No, that's what you have in the Chumash. But since you can change the Mem Sofit into a regular Mem to learn out the drasha Mayim, so you can also change a regular Mem into a Mem Sofit. So Gemara says, "Mi Dami." Well, is that really comparable? Pasuach Ve'asav Sosum. If you was a regular Mem and you made it a Mem Sofit, so Iluye Kamalile. You're making it a little bit higher. You're lifting it up. Right, Rashi says, "Shaisa mem stuma beluchos," because as we're going to say right now in the Gemara, that the mems in the luchos were actually all mem sofits. So as the Gemara says, let's just dive right into it. This Gemara is also in the beginning of Megillah. Damar of Chista mem besamach shebeluchos panesa yomdim. The mem and the samach and the luchos were set. Were hanging out there by a miracle. How so? Well, because if it was carved, right, the Gemara says that it was carved all the way through. That the mems, I think it's Gemara quotes it here, that the letters were visible on both sides. On the other side, it was obviously visible backwards because the carving of the luchos went all the way through. Well, if you have a mem and a samech, right, those are closed letters. What do you have in the middle? You have just empty space. So if you're carving those letters on a rock, and the carvings go all the way through from one rock, from one side of the rock to the end. So, what do you do with the rock in the middle, right? That has to hang in the air for it to look like a mem or a samach. So that's what the Gemara means that the men and samach in the luchos were b'neis hayu omdim. So you see that, obviously, that doesn't work if you're talking about a regular mem, because it's not closed on all sides. So it must be that the mem sofit were in the luchos. And if you make it for regular mem to mem sofit, then you're making it holier. So the Gemara says, Ela kesosim v'so pasuach, if you closed, if it was a mem sofit, then you made it to a regular mem, gerui kamagarele, you're making it less, you're making it less kadosh. That the sofiot of mem, not nud, sadi, pei, and ches, and chaf, they were made by the sofim. The sofim are prophets. That's a Rashi in Megillah. That sofim are the prophets. They were made by a neviim. So you see that they were created later on. Right? Agav, they must be talking about not the sofiot, but the regular mem, the regular letters. Because we see that the mem sofit was in the luchos. So again, this is all in the Havamina of the Gemara. You'll see in the second one, this is not exactly true. But apparently, the regular mem was created by the Nevi'im, and therefore it was written later. So how could you go from a closed mem, a mem sofit, to a regular mem? The Gemara says, V'tizvara. Does this really make sense, that the Nevi'im created these regular letters? Faksiv, the Pasuk says, V'elo ha-mitzvos. What do we learn from that? She'ena navi rashay l'chadish davar me'ata. Meaning, these are the mitzvos in the Torah, Eileh HaMitzvos, and therefore no one else is able to be mechadish anything. Right? You can't make anything. Obviously, when the Chazal made Tikkunim Derabanan, that's already to protect Dinim D'Oraisa. No one really is making their own, concepts. Really, yes, in Echanami they made holidays to commemorate the Nisim and Niflos and stuff like that. But in terms of changing letters and stuff like that, so that's for sure not on the docket. So the Gemara says, "Elam havehave." Really, no. The regular letters did exist, and made the lo haveyodin heba imtzateva heba softeva. But they didn't realize which came in the middle and which went at the end. Vasud sofim tekeninhu, and the Nevi'im came and said, "You know what? This mem sofit and all the other ones go at the end, and the regular mems and the regular letters go in the middle." So Gemara says that doesn't help, because of Akati Elil Mitzvah, Shein on Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. So how could the Nevi'im decide that on their own? So Gemara says, rather, you're right, Ela Shachum V'Chazrim V'Yastim. Really, no. They existed in the time of when we got the Torah. It was forgotten which is which, and then the Nevi'im reminded us. Now, technically, how is that possible? That's a good kasha. That's the Rishonim I'm talking about. And I'm not going to forget what they answer, but how technically, how is it possible to forget, right? First of all, you had the luchos, right? It was written on the luchos. Second of all, what, nobody did any writing? I understand, we have a Torah Baal Peh, but no one did any writing with this language, this Hebrew language that they got at the Torah? And they couldn't just check? Right? Like, how does that even work? Okay, that's a good question. But basically, it was forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought them back. So, Lamai said, there is no lessening of Kedusha from a Mem Sofit to a regular Mem, because both of them existed in the time of Matan Torah. Alright. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Amar Rav Chisda, Mem V'samech Shabaluchos B'nei Sari Omdim. What is the deal with that? Amar Rav Chisda, K'sav Shabaluchos Nikra B'fnim V'nikra B'chutz. You could see the writing on the Luchos from the inside and the outside, meaning from one side and the other. And therefore, as the Gemara says, right, if you can imagine, right, if you chisel out all the way through and you look from the other side, it's not that you could read it normally on both sides. That would be a really big nes. But here, right, it could go, Nevuv is Buban and Bahar is Rahav, meaning the words were backwards on the other side. And then you could, what's it called? And then you could read it the opposite way, looking through, if you happen to be looking at the back of the luchos. Now, Tosus points out, which is very funny, and he doesn't answer it, but he said those words, and even the one in parentheses, right, Rahav, Bahar, right, all those, Saru, Varas, right, all of these, the words that are given as an example are not found in the Aseret Dibros, right, at all. Right, Tosos Nevuv says, Temada, my nakat lehu kaven delo have beluchos. Why would we give that example? How about the example of Anochi, or, I don't know, Shabbos, or whatever, something that's actually found in luchos? Okay, fine, I guess maybe those were easy to understand and easy to see, I'm not sure. Okay, either way, fine. From this, the Gemara now dives into a discussion of, like, it almost reads like a Zohar. Not that I've read a lot of Zohar, but it's like, you're going to see, as the Gemara will talk about different, like, I don't know about codes, but like cute little drushes almost that they learned from the Aleph Beis. Fascinating, fascinating Gemara. So Amri le Rabban, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Asu dardiki ha'edna lebei midrasha. Dardiki are young children, are like, like the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. The young kids came to the Beis Medrash today. It's almost like you can imagine, like, the elementary school kids, like, once in a while, like, they take you on a trip to see the middle of the door, see a real Beis Medrash. So it's almost like that's what happened. So the kids came to the Beis Medrash today. And they said things that even in the days of Yoshua, they didn't say this type of stuff. Apparently, they were very, very impressed with what these little kids were doing. Tosas over here, if Dibur Amarle, he says that in Yerushalmi, it says that that was Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Not Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, because he's the one saying it, but that was Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yoshua. That actually goes against the Bavli, who says that Rabbi Eliezer only started learning later in life, which kind of like Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, okay, either way, the Maisa, the kids came and they were on the ball and they said all of these fascinating drushes. They said like this, Aleph Beis, what does that stand for? So that's Aleph Bina. A person should learn Bina, understanding. You should learn Torah. Gimel Dalis. By the way, you see that it's not a Dalid, Lamed, Dalid. Until I learned this Gemara, I thought it was Dalid, Lamed, Dalid. It's not. It's Dalid, Lamed, Tuf. And therefore, if you're like Ashkenazi and you're Makbid on that kind of stuff, so you should say, you would say Dalis, which is crazy to me. But okay, we'll call it Dalid because that's how I grew up and I can't get that out of my head. But Gimel Dalid, so Gemul Dalid. So you should give gemulas chasadim. You should give chesed dalim to people who are low and needy. You should give tzedakah to poor people. My time up. Shoot to carry the gimel legami dalid. Why is the leg of the gimel? If you can imagine a gimel, so why is it kicking out and extending towards the dalid? Shekin darkal shokol me chasadim larutz achar dalid. Because people who and you know this for sure to be true that people who do a ton of chesed are always running towards people who need it, right? Poor people to try and help them out. They're always just running after chesed. In my time of shoot the carry the dalad the gabe gimel, and why is the leg of the dalad extended towards the gimel? If you look in the Sefer Torah, a dalad's leg is not straight; it angles backwards. So, why is it extended towards the gimel? The limtze le nafshe, because the person should make himself available. It shouldn't hide so much. Let the person give him. Stoka give him chesed. But my time with Mahadar Apid Dalad the Gimel, and why is the Dalad turning away from the Gimel, right? The top, the main part of the Dalad is facing the other direction. Delitein le bitzine, because a person should give bitzina quietly with tznios. He shouldn't blast his donation all over the radios or social media or whatever. Keichu dolo likasif mine, so people, so that the poor person should not be embarrassed by the fact that he's getting stuck. What about Hevav? So the Zesh Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu. That's Kosh Baruch Hu's name. Right? Yud Kevavke. Zayin Ches Tez Yud Kaf Lamin. So the Gemara darshens them all together. If you do these things that we just mentioned, i.e., learn Torah and give tzedakah, so Kosh Baruch Hu, what will he do? He will Zayin Zanoscha. He will give you Parnasa. Chainoscha, give you Chain, which is usually translated as like favor. I find favor in your eyes. Meitiv lo, he'll be good to you. V'nosim lecha Yerusha, he'll give you Yerusha, inheritance. V'kosher lecha, right? A couple things in Chumash are called inheritance. The Torah is called inheritance. Eretz Yisrael is called inheritance. In Yerusha, okay. V'kosher lecha, v'kosher lecha keser, that's the kaf, the chaf, that you'll get a crown. Lo'olam haba, in the world to come. Mem psucha, mem stuma, regular mem sofit. So that's a messer too. Maimar pasuach, maimar sosum. A statement that is open, a statement that is closed, meaning memari Torah, some are understandable and some are a little bit deeper. Rashi here mentions Maaser Merkava, right? Things that are a little bit more secretive. Nun kfufa, nun pshuta, regular nun, nun sofit. Neman kafuf, neman pashut, someone who's a neman, someone who's has emunah in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so you can be bent over, and it could be standing up. Rashi says over here, it's talking about Olam Haba. Is going to be standing up in Olam Haba. Where is that? Neman kafuf. So he says, Adam kasher tzarich lios kafuf ve'anav. A kosher person is supposed to be kind of bent over a little bit, and humble, and kind of not looking to raise his head. V'sofa, in the end, the yod pashut, he'll be straight up, v'zakuf, and standing strong, right? V'zokef kefufin, lo'olam haba. And olam haba, he's going to be proud and standing tall. Samech ayin, what's that? Smochani, and that's give tzedaka, right? Support the poor people. Lishnach v'inan, or you could say, simonim ase batorah v'kneusa. Make yourself simonim, make yourself like a mnemonics. Like they have in the art school, right? A mnemonic. Not make a simon, like, in order that you can remember the Torah. Right? That's certainly a trick for people to remember all these items. Pay. What's a pay? Kfufo pay pshuta. You have regular pay. So, and pay that is at the end of the letter. So pay pasuch, pasasum. Sometimes your mouth should be open. Sometimes your mouth should be closed. And that's for sure true. Tzadik kfufo v'tzadik pshuta. Also notice that's not called a tzaddik. I also thought it was called a tzaddik. It's called a tzaddi. Either way, you have a regular tzaddi and a tzaddi a sofit, right? One is straight and one is bent over. So tzaddi kofuf, tzaddi poshut, right? A tzaddik, again, when he, just like we have with the nun, that a tzaddik should be bent over in this world, and in the next world he'll be standing up. The Gemara says, "I hainu neman kofuf neman poshut." That's the same thing as we do with the nun. So hosif l'chol kosuf kvifa al kvifa. So the Torah or the pasuk. Or the alphabet added on a kfifa, a person should be even bent more bent than we said before. Mekanchenit the Torah lamanod rosh, and you see that the Torah is given to someone who is very 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 humble. Kuf, what's a kuf? That's a kadosh. Resh is a rasha. Okay, so my time of mahadar ape the kuf mereish, and why is the kuf facing away from the resh? If you can imagine the kuf, it's facing the other direction. Right. I'm not able to look at a Rasha. That's actually a din. And it really shouldn't, a person, if a really, really Rasha, big Rasha, a person shouldn't gaze at his face. My time of Mahadrid Tagay de Kuf, Lagabe Resh. Why is the crown, the tag of the Kuf, turned towards the Resh? Right, I mean, there's a little tag on the top. Right, they're tagging that in the Sefer Torah. So why does the kuf have a little tag on top? What's it called? Sorry. Okay. So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Im Choser Bo." But if a Rasha does tshuva, so then Ani Kosher Lo Keter Kamusi, I will give him a keter, just like I have a keter. Kosh Baruch Hu, right? Just like the tzaddik has a keter as well. Right, the kodesh, right? Or kodesh baruch hu, as a keter. My time of kari the kuf tuluya. Why is the leg of the kuf hanging in midair? The other way la'ayo. Because if a person does tshuva, he can get into the kuf. He can get into the kodesh through the opening, right, between the leg and the top. So Gemara says, "I v'leil b'hach." So let him go through the bottom. So, Messiah there, Rish Lakish. That proves right. What Rish Lakish said, Damar Rish Lakish, my dechthiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, "In the leitzim hu yoletzval novim yitein chayim"? If for a leitzim, someone who's lazy, Hashem will be lazy towards you. V'la novim, but to humble people, he will give chayim, he will find favor in their eyes and give them favor. So, Bali Tame poschim lo. If some is Bali Tame, he wants to be Metame himself, poschim lo, they open up an opening for him, right? They open the door for him, right? This is reminiscent of the Gemara at Makos. The Derech Shadam wrote to Leilich Molikon or so, that the way a person wants to go, Kosh Baruch Hu takes him down that path. Right? Rashi quotes that by, not a tzaddik, but by Bilam. Right? In a couple of weeks, we'll read Parshas Balak. Rashi quotes that Gemara by Bilam. The Derech Shadam wrote to Leilich Molikon or so. Bilam so much wanted to curse the Jews. So even though that was going to lead to his destruction, so Kosh Baruch Hu said, okay, if that's really what you want, I'll take you down that path. So same thing over here. Bali Tome, if someone wants to go down that path of Tumah, so poskilo, we'll open up a hole for you to fall through. Bali Taher, but if a person wants to be retired himself, so then Misayeno, so you can help him, and we open up a new door for him. So you can imagine, the Kuf, the Kadosh, right, through the bottom, if a person's not going to be Kadosh, so you open up, presumably the trap door to Gehenna. But there is a way for you to grab onto the leg, if you can imagine the imagery, and kind of claw your way up through the entrance on top. All right. Good, beautiful imagery. Shin is sheker, and tough is emes, even though obviously emes doesn't start with tough. But okay, tzarchin. But either way, shin and sheker and tough is emes. My time of sheker mekarvon mile, the emes mecharka mile. So the Gemara notices that sheker is made of three letters that are right next to each other. Shin, kuf, and resh. It's out of order, but they're right next to each other. Emes is aleph at the beginning, mem in the middle of the aleph base, and tough at the end. So why is that? Because the Gemara learns out shikra shchiach, because it's very common to find sheker. Sheker is always found one next to the other. It's always found, you can always find it, it's no problem. But kushta, which means truth in Aramaic, lo shchiach, that's not so common, so therefore you have to kind of look for it. It's already spread out, it's not always easy to find. My time of shikra, achda kare kai, and if you notice, the letters of sheker, shin, kuf, and resh, all come to a point on the bottom. Right, a shin is not flat on the bottom. If you're going to say a Torah, it comes to a point. When you have those three things, right, just again, the next time you take out your tefillin, just look at the shel rosh, the shin is pointy at the bottom. Kuf and resh obviously are pointy at the bottom. Right, why are they pointy at the bottom? And the emes malavim levune, and the emes is set out, it literally means that they're set out like bricks, but if you can imagine, they're very sturdy. If you would make a wooden, right, you know, I guess 3D, sorry, one second, I locked the door. My wife went shopping. Hold on. I gotcha. Sorry about that. If you imagine, you would have a wooden cutout to like a 3D print of the letters, so all three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Tuf, would stand on their own because they're supported on both sides. So why? But sheker would fall over because it's you know, it's there, they come to a point on the bottom. So the Gemara says kushta koi shikra lo koi, because truth stands by itself and shikra, but false, you know, false lying in sheker, so that will fall over. Okay, Vait. Now the Gemara is going to do a little bit of atbash. Atbash is the system of using aleph beis and comparing one letter to its counterpart at the end. Meaning, if you start with Aleph, that's connected to Tav. Beis is connected to Shin. And then it's going to go on to other methods of connecting these letters, but at least Adbash, we're going to learn from Adbash. What is that? So, sorry, one second. Okay, Osi Ta'ev Atav Asavelo. If a person, Kosh Baruch Hu is saying this, but if a person Ta'ev, Toeva, if I am a Toeva to somebody, meaning if a person is disgusted by Kosh Baruch Hu, Esavelo, am I going to have a taiva for him? Right, should I get close to him? And you'll see all of these things, you can read them one of two ways. Fascinating. This is like the difference between Hasidish Torah and like Litvish Torah, and like more kind of Harif Torah. So Rashi says, Asavelo, if you look over here, Bitmia, V'chein Kulam, that all of these are rhetorical. Meaning that if a person is disgusted with me, Asavelo, should I have a desire for him? Meaning, Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to want to be with someone who thinks of me as a toeva, as an abomination, as a disgusting thing. So I'm not going to love him either. I think it's the Marsha says that no, that it's much more like it's Hasidish, that even if a person does this, Kosh Baruch Hu still loves them and still is waiting for them to do tshuva and still, right, Asavelo, I have a taiva for him to come back to me, to repent and do tshuva, even if he's disgusted by me. Okay, so fine. So we'll read all of them in that way, right? You can pick whichever pshat floats your boat. Bash, what's bash? Bilo chashak, in me, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu, he was not cheshek, is to have a desire or didn't want anything. So shmi yachol alav, so my name should rest on him. Gar, what's gimel and resh? So gufo time, if someone's matami is guf, arachem alav, I'm not going to have, am I going to have mercy on him? Depending on how you learn it. Dalet and kuf, delosai noal, if a person locks my doors. So karnav lo agadea, his karen, it literally means his horns, but it means his gaiva, meaning his self-esteem, lo agadea, I'll cut him down. Okay, so that's already that, as we said, Machlokas Rashi, and I think the Marsha, if it's whether you read that as rhetorical or as a hopeful and saying, Kosh Baruch Hu still loves us. Adkan Midas Rishayim. Until now, this is what we're talking about, Rishayim. For me, that's tzaddikim. Well, what about tzaddikim? At bash. So imata bosh. If a person is full of busha, doesn't want to sin, doesn't want to do a chait. So gar dak. So gimel resh dal kuf. Imata osakein gibor baduk. Baduk. Or gur baduk. Meaning, if you do this, if you're afraid of sin, so then gur you'll live. Baduk. Baduk in normal Hebrew means for sure or definite. And literally, like I checked it out, but I think that's what it means. You'll live with a lot of with baduk. You'll live, you know, securely. Hey tzadi and vav pei. So chatzitza have bein chala af. If there's a chatzitza between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's af, is anger. Za chas tan. So v'ein atat mizdazeya min ha-satan, and you won't be afraid. You won't have to be afraid of the sultan. What about Yud Mem Kaf Lamed? So Amar Sar Shal Gehenem Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. So the angel in charge of Gehenem said to Kosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Layam Kol, get me all. Everybody should be sent into the sea, meaning into the pit of Gehenem. Meaning all the Jews. So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Achaz Bata Gif. Ani chaz aleihem v'pnei shebatu begif. I have rachmanas on them, on Am Yisrael, because batu begif, the kick, literally means they kicked. Gif, Rashi says here, I think is adultery, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Rashi says, af pita he eitzel, no, where is that? Right, Rashi says, beniuf, right, losinaf, right, the Jews are pure in their homes, and therefore I have rachmanas on them. Datsa, dachatz, what is that? Dakim heim, kinim heim, not kinim, kinim is lice. Kanim or kanim heim, tzadikim heim. Right, dakim is clean, kinim is upright, and tzadikim, obviously, that you know what that means. Helek, what is that? He lam and kuf, ein lecha chelek bahen, meaning the angel of Gehenna has no chelek in Am Yisrael. Umrazon shas. I would love for this means if they learn Shas, but that's not what it is. Obviously, Shas is Shin Samach, not Shin Tov. Amar Gehenem Lefnei Lefanav, right? Gehenem said to Kosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, Mari Zinune Mizaro Shel Sheis. Right? Zinune, give me, feed me, Mazon, right? Berkas of Mazon, feed me from the children of Sheis. Right? Obviously, that's the forefather of Am Yisrael. So Amar Lo, meaning that's the son of Noach that Jews are descended from. So Hashem said back to him, so Al Bam Gan Das. Again, with not Ad Bash, but a little bit different. If you, I guess, between Aleph and Lamed is how many letters? Okay, I'm not sure. Bez and Mem and Gimel, Nun, right? That those are corresponding. Lahechan Olichem Legan Das. Where am I sending the Jews? No. I'm not sending them to Gehenna. I'm sending them to Gan Eden. Hey, Ayin Vav Pei, what's that? Amar Gehenna Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ayif Anochi, I'm so tired. Why is he tired? Because of his taiva is overcome. His taiva is for the Jews, right? Will overcome him. Rashi says, Hineni Af Barav, I'm so tired because of my hunger. I'm being starved here. You're not sending me any Jews. Right? You see, you get a little musa, a person has a tremendous taiva, he's exhausted by them, right? You can never satiate yourself in this world. Okay, either way, that's the muster for today. What is Zatz Chak? So, yeah, Hashem said back to him, Halalu Zaro She Yitzchak. Right, they are the children of Yitzchak, and they're not going to go to Gehenna. What is Tuf Reish Yun Shin Kuf Tuf? So, Tar Yeshli Kitos Kitos Shal Ovdei Kochavim. So, at least I have a lot of Ovdei Avodah Zara, Shanei Nosi Lecha. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Gehenna, I'm going to give you a lot of Ovdei Avodah Zara, don't worry, and you will, quote-unquote, be fed through that. Okay, fascinating Gemara. I'm sure there's more to say on it, but the Vayter in the Hilchos Shas with a new Mishnah. HaKosev Shtei Osios Be'Helem Echad. If you write, as we mentioned before, if you write two letters in one helem, so then you are chayiv. Kosav, Bedio, Besam, Besikra, Bekumus, Kankantum, Mokhol, Dabashu, Roshem. If you write any of those with any of those inks, they will leave a mark. They will stay, they'll be permanent. Al Shtei Kosle, let's say you wrote Al Shtei Kosle Zavios, on two walls of a corner. Al Shnei Luche Pinkas, or two pieces of a pinkas, right? Back in the day, they'd write on paper, they wrote perhaps on a tablet or whatever, not the tablets that we have, but a tablet. Right? If they're next to each other, vehein negin zemzeh, and they usually come together. So right, the pieces of whatever you wrote on are usually together. So then chayiv, as you will see that they did in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan. Hakosiv al besaro, if you write on your flesh, so chayiv. Hamisarit al besaro, let's say you cut into your skin. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev, meaning you cut letters, right? You write, not necessarily a tattoo, even with a knife, Rachman Atzlan, if a person's really that messed up. So Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev, Chatez, Rechachom, and Pochim, right? We'll see exactly that Machlokes, right? Obviously, that's not the normal way of writing. Why would Rabbi Eliezer make you Chayev? So we'll see. Kosev, Mashkin, let's say you wrote now with liquid, or Remei Peros, with fruit juice, but Avak, with dust, Avak Drachim, dust of the road, Avak Asofrim, with dust of the Sofrim, the people who write Sifrei Torah, that's the leftovers of the ink. This, I guess, not sediment, but whatever you call the leftovers, the hard, crumbly leftovers in an inkwell. So, v'chol davar she'eino miskayim, all these are examples of things that do not last. So then you're going to be potter, right? Again, this is the din that if you're writing something that's not going to last is not mutter, it's potter. Right, potter lavalaser. So it could be, and if you look in the English Sfarim about Hilcha Shabbos, a lot of them do say this, that you know how you take a bottle of, let's say, Coke out of the fridge, and there's like a mist on it, right, or condensation or whatever. So it could be, right, when I was young, what did I do? What do you do with that? Of course, you take your finger and you doodle on it. And you doodle, I don't know, your name or whatever. So it could be that writing a couple of letters in on a Coke bottle that you can see, right? It's not going to be miskayim, it's not writing, but it could be that if Dover Shein Miskayim is Potter Avalasar, it's also Midar Avana. Could be that's an issue. Okay, what else? La'achar yodo, baraglo v'piv peko, if you write with the back of your hand, or with your leg, or with your mouth, or with your armpit, cause of os achas, samuch l'ksav, or you wrote one letter next to another letter, v'ksav al gabi ksav, or you wrote, right, you traced over something, that's the word I'm looking for, if you traced a letter, because of Beis Zayinim, or you had the intention to write a Ches, and you ended up writing two Zayins, how does that work? Well, if you ever look in a Sefer Torah, next time, you can't unsee this once you learn it, but when you notice that a Ches is just two Zayins with a little roof, if you're looking next time you get an Aliyah, or you're looking at a Tikkun or whatever, a Ches is literally two Zayins next to each other, and a little, ding, ding, little connecting couple of lines. So if you decided you wanted to write a Ches, but you ended up with two Zayins, and you just spaced out and didn't write the roof, Achas Ba'aretz, Achas Bakorah, let's say you wrote one letter on the ground and one letter on a wall, or Kosov Al-Beis Kosle Avayis, you wrote on two different walls, Al-Shnei Adabi Pinchas, or on two different pieces of a tablet, and they're not going to be put next to each other. So in all those cases we just mentioned, Pater, you're going to be Pater, Pater Al-Valser. Kosov Os Achas Notrikon, if you wrote one letter as a notrika, what is that? Rashi says, Shasha Simon Nakuda Alea. Fascinating. You put a period. Lomar Shel Havinba Teva Shlema Ksava. It's an abbreviation. Fascinating. They used to have abbreviations back in the day. Right? You write your name out as, I don't know, Svi Zev Herman. So if you abbreviate Svi Z Herman with a period, that's a notrika. A Z period is if to signify a word. We do it all the time, etc., etc., period. Well, I guess it's here the example is one letter. But okay, either way, one letter and a period to symbolize a whole word. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Maseira Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that you're a chayev. That's considered real, real writing. We'll see what's going on with that. Because that's the, you have written a word with understanding, a person will understand the word. If you see an aleph somewhere, so you know that that's a partial writing. But if you see aleph period, and that, I guess, has some sort of meaning, so not only have you written a word, a letter, you have written something that is understood as a full word, so Mistalot, that's the pshat. But the Chachamim will say that it is, it is potter, because that's not, again, that's not shteyosos. Okay. Says the Gemara, Dio is diusa, sam is sama, sikra, amarava baruchana is sikrasa, shma is called sikrasa, kumus is kuma, kankantum, amarava baruchana, amarashmo, charta de ushkafi, and all, we're just defining all of these inks that are permanent. I think charta de ushkafi, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi says, you know, here's a word in French. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's shoe polish. Okay, or the shoe polish they had back in the day. V'chol davar shehu roshem, anything that writes. Right? The Gemara says, dasuyemai, right? Every time the Gemara gives a bunch of lists of things, and then it says, and anything that writes. Well, that's including usually some other case. Lasuyemai, lasuyemai, haditani rabbi chinino, rabbi chananyo. Kosru v'mei teriyo. Let's say a person wrote with mei teriyo. What is that? So Rashi has two shitas. Either min pri is a type of fruit juice, or megishamim, or rainwater. The aftza, or you wrote, this is a gallnut, I'm not sure what that is, but gallnut juice. So then kosher. So then, what is it called? The it's talking about a get. So the get is good because it is miskayin. So too, it's going to be chayiv on Shabbos, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to include, that those things will make you chayiv for kosev because these items will last. Right? Mustama, it's tough to say that it's min pri because Rashi, the Mishnah had said it's mei peros, it's fruit juice, so you could just say that there is some fruit juice that is miskayim and some fruit juice that is not, but okay, either way. Tani Rabbi Chiya said, kosvu ba'avak b'shachor b'mishichor kosher. If you wrote it with avad, I think is lead, b'shachor and shichor is different types of charcoal, if I'm not mistaken, I forget exactly. So the get is kosher, and obviously you're going to be chayiv because it is miskayim. Okay. Hamasaret al besaro. Someone cuts your right. You write letters into your flesh, into your skin. Tanya, we learn that writes Amar Lam Rabbi Elazar ben Chachamim. Valon ben Sitada Hotzik Shafim Mitzrayim Besrida Shal Besaro. Fascinating that example that Rabbi Elazar says to him, and Rashi says Hotzik Rashi Dibur Masva Hotzik Shafim says that the Mitzrayim, if you remember right, the Chartumim, all the witchcraft, all the magic, the black magic they had. The Mitzrayim were so tied to their black magic that they used to inspect people at the border to make sure they weren't sneaking out black spells, magical spells, out of Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. And this guy, Ben Sitada, instead of slipping out, you know, he was so intent on getting this magic out of Mitzrayim that he wrote the spells on his body. It's great, unbelievable. It's like out of a fantasy novel. He wrote the spells on his body so they wouldn't check or wouldn't see that he had these this magic. So you see that people write stuff on their skin. So Rulos, the Chacham said, no, Shota Haga. He was an idiot. Right? You know, don't bring me a raya from Meshuganahs. Because one Meshuganah wanted to take out Kishuv from Mitzrayim. So don't, that's not a proof. Okay, people don't do this. Kasav Os Acha Samach Lechtav. If you wrote one letter next to a letter that had already been written, Man Tana, who's this Bryson? It says that you're going to be Potter. So Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, the Lok Rabbi Elazar. It's against Rabbi Elazar. The E Rabbi Elazar, Hamar Achas Ala Arig Chayef. Rabbi Elazar says if you add one thread to another thread that is already woven in, so then you're going to be Chayef. Apparently, so he says that he would agree that if you wrote one letter next to another letter that's already written, so then you're also going to be Chayef. Because of Agave Ksav, if you trace a letter, Mantana, who is this? Again, you're going to be Pater. So who is this? I'm Rav Chista, the low Rabbi Yehuda. It's against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned the Raisa. Raisa, Hayat Sarek, Lichtov is a shame. Really, you were supposed to write Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Finis Kavin, Lichtov Yehuda. And instead, you had intention to write Yehuda. Right? Obviously, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem's name, and Yud Kei Vav Dalid Kei. Or Yud He Vav Dalet He is Yehuda. V'tah, and then you made a mistake. V'luhitil Bo Dalet, and you wrote Yud He Vav Kei, right, without the Dalet even, but your intention was to write Yehuda. So, Kohen Rabbi Yehuda, Mavir Lav Kul Musa Mekadesho. You can retrace it and be Mekadesh it with the proper Kavana. You have to have Kavana to write Yud He Vav Kei. Right, we're write any letter, any word in the Torah. So if you had the wrong kavana, you can retrace it. The Rabbi Yehuda, apparently you see that tracing, rewriting something over something that exists, is legit writing. The Chachamim over him, Ein Hashem and Mufkar, the Chachamim say, no, that does not work. That's not how it works. And the same Torah, the Maaseh, is possible. And you have to fix it up, right? You obviously can't fix it because you can't erase Shem Hashem. Could be you can be gonaze that urea, that piece of cloth, and then write a whole new one. Okay, it's not pasher. Either way, so we see that it's against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that tracing is legit, right? If you're going to be putter for writing it on Shabbos, for tracing on Shabbos, that's clearly like the Chachamim. Tanya Linder, Braisa Kosovos Achas Veshlima LaSefer. Now, let's say you wrote one letter, and it was the last letter in a book, or let's say a Torah, or a piece of Nach, or whatever. Or Aghut Echad Veshlima LaBeged, or you wove one string and you finished a Beged, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Which is Mad Tana, who is that? Shita, Amarava Barachana, or Rabbi Elezer. That's Rabbi Elezer. Shita, Damar Achasa, Alarik Chayev, right? Rabbi Elezer, which we quoted before, if you add one string to a woven string, you're going to be Chayev. To a woven piece of cloth, you're going to be Chayev. It's Rabashi Amar, Afiltim Rabbanan. No, you can even say it's Rabbanan, because the Hashlim Shiny, because to finish an entire piece, an entire item, that is different, and you're going to be Chayev. That's already a significant item. It could be. I don't see it here in Rashi now that I'm just reading it. That it could be interesting that you'd say you're chayev here. You might not be chayev for writing. Maybe you'd be chayev for Magadun Pandish. I don't know. That's a good question. But yeah, okay. I don't see it. Fine. Agav, by the way, I just should mention that when we had this whole thing about Mitzrayim, so we're not talking about Mitzrayim back in the day. Tosas already points out that Ben Stada, this whole kshufim thing with the writing on your skin, so is much later. That it was made Papos Ben Yehuda, Tosas says, in the days of Rabbi Akiva. Right, so it wasn't like when the Jews are leaving Mitzrayim, but you see that apparently the Mitzrayim had this kishuf all the, you know, for a lot longer. That even in the times of Rabbi Akiva, they had this kishuf, and it was also for you to sneak out black magic. Okay, either way, fine. I'm still on it. I love that Gemara. That's fascinating stuff. Amar Rabbi Ami, Kosov Os Achas B'Tveria V'Achas B'Tzipori. You write one letter in Tveria, then you write another letter in Tzipori. Gemara says, Chayev. Rabbi Ami says, you are Chayev. Now, how could that be? You write one letter on a wall in Tveria and one letter on a wall in Tzipori? So no. So the case is where you're writing on, let's say, a notepad, right? And you wrote one letter in Tveria, and one letter in Tzipori. Because Ksivahi Elam Chusar Kreva. It's because it is considered Ksiva, it just needs to be brought together. One second, sorry. Right, so just to be clear, Rashi says, Eino Mekarvon Ela Ayde Ktitza HaMafzik Beneim, meaning you still have to bring those two things together. Chikamar Rabbi Ami Kigon Kosov Achas Al Svas Luach Zu B'Tveria V'Achas Al Svas Luach Zu B'Tzipori. Meaning the case is you have two notepads, and you used one in one city, and you wrote a letter on another in another city. And you can bring them together, right? That's you can't bring them together. So let's just read back in the Gemara. So Kosovo was Agas B'Tveria, Agas B'Tzipori. You wrote one on one tablet in Tveria, and you wrote a letter on another tablet in Tzipori. And you're going to be Chayev. Ksivahi El Shemachus or Kreva, right? That's actual writing, but they're just missing. You have to bring the tablets together, and then that's all that's missing. So therefore, you're Chayev. I have that time. We learned the Mishnah. Kosev al shnei kosli abayis, al shnei dafi pinchas, vein nagin zemzeh. Right? Our Mishnah. If you write on one wall, on the northern wall of the house, on the southern wall of the house, or two different tablets that are not next to each other, you're going to be potter. So Gemara says, Hasar mechusar maise the Kreva. Because here, but there, you're missing the maisa of kreva. You're missing the act of bringing them together. Right? It's not, you're unable to. So, hacha lo mechuzer maisa de kreva. Here, there is no maisa of kreva. There's no action that you're missing. Meaning, the two walls that you can't put them together. It doesn't work. If Ami is talking about a case where, no, all you need to do is just kind of like put them together. And nicely, you could have them one next to another. Right, fine. A little bit more. One more. Tana with another braisa. Higia os achas. Let's say you fix a letter. So then you're going to be chayev. So Gemara says, one second. Hashta kasav osagas pater. If you're telling me you write an entire letter, you're going to be pater. Higia osagas chayev. If you fix a letter, you're going to be chayev. Well, I don't understand. If you wrote an entire hey, you're pater. But if you add the little leg at the bottom to fix it up and make it into a hay, then you're going to be chayev. What's the case? Not the example I gave exactly, but where you removed or erased, I guess, the roof of a ches, as we pointed out before, and you made it into two zions. As we pointed out before, two zions and a little roof create a ches. So Rava Amar, so that's the case. And therefore, right, and what you needed, as Rashi says, sefer tzarech l'kach, that's what you needed. You needed two zions. So when you corrected the ches, meaning you corrected the two zions, you quote-unquote wrote the two zions, and therefore you are chayev. Right, just to finish off, Rava Amar, what's the case? What did you do? You took away the tag, the crown, the little thing at the top of a dalid, and you made it into a resh. Right? Obviously, that's what's it called? That's basically it's similar to the last letter in a sefer. That's the last line. If you look at the last line in Rashi, you have like ksav uzachas veshlim al a sefer darina leil the chayav afilin the rabbanon, because that's according to the rabbanon, if you write the last letter in a sefer, you are chayev. And so now, let's say you have a dalet in the middle of a sefer, I don't know, Yoshua, that needs to be fixed thing, that needs to be turned into a resh. So you take the tag off, turn it into a resh, it's as if you wrote the last letter of the sefer, and you're going to be chayev for that. Okay, shkoyach, kol rabosai, fun daf today, Mitzvah Shem, will go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.
Sorry.